In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans, stop what you're doing right now because it's time to dive deep into 90 News. All the latest news and rumors coming out of your favorite zip code with your hosts, Pete Ferrero and Melanie Rose. Oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard.
Speaking of it, oh my God, I can't believe we just heard what we just heard. Wow, this has been a heavy 90210 news week, Melanie.
Yes, it has been, Pete. Boy, let's open the show with some of the biggest news that has been on this week.
Well, I mean, it's a, you know, it goes, you know, the one I think is the Us Weekly story, and that our friend Sarah has been on our show. She's super nice. She reported on a story that came out of the 90210 OMG, something that Carol Potter had said about, I guess the interpretation of it is that she preferred working with Tiffany as opposed to Shannon. And, you know, listen, we love Shannon here at the show. We also love Tiffany. They both have not been on the show. And this is a great time to say, why not? You know, but so I wanted to talk to Carol and to see what she, if that's how she meant that, because, you know, sometimes words get a little bit mixed up. She is trying to come in and say this herself. But she did send me a message to read to everybody. And here's what she says. This is what Carol Potter said in response to the news story that is happening. Shannon and I had an excellent working relationship. She was and is a pro, but we did not develop a personal relationship. I am so sorry I didn't get to reconnect with her for the reboot and meet the amazing woman she has become. So that is directly from Carol Potter, sort of clearing that up. I'm sure we'll have her on the show at some point. And we'll talk a little bit more about this thing with Shannon. You know, listen, guys, I'm going to say it again. I love looking at her work. This past week, we looked at Child is Father of the Man and James
Whitmore. Such a good episode.
Yeah, and James Whitmore Jr. just said, what a beautiful actress she is and so talented and whatnot. So our show is always going to focus on that. And I think that's what they intended to do at 90210 OMG this week. I don't think anybody intended to slight Shannon by any means. So just, you know, mixed up sort of wording there, but all good. And, you know, hey, this is what we do here at 90 News. We got to get to the source.
The root of the story.
Yes. So there it is. Now, let's bring on our friend Charles Rosen. We're going to move the show along and talk about this past week. Speaking of Child is the Father of the Man, we got to cover that this week. Charles, before we even get into that, very, very sad day for Dodger fans. You know, passing of Tommy Lasorda. Anything that you want to say on that?
I posted on Facebook. So those of us that are here who become my Facebook friends, friends can see it. You know, Tommy Lasorda, before he was Lasorda, he was a scout for the Dodger team, and he had befriended the president of our Pony League in Beverly Hills, to befriended him and other Dodgers because he wanted his son to be a Major League Baseball player. And so we had a clinic, a baseball clinic, in which Lasorda, the scout, and two other players at the time, one of Charlie Neal was one name, and the other was Ron Peronoski, who actually was both of those guys were really good players. And they all signed my mitt. And so I remember that guy very well. And, you know, we were ticket holders, my family, from 1962 when the Dodgers came to Dodger Stadium, actually for my uncle, 1958 when the Dodgers came to the Coliseum, until 2009 when it was just too hard to continue to give money to Frank McCourt. So we gave our tickets up. But some of my best memories are rooting for the teams that he coached with great players, and the 81 World Series where we beat the Yankees, and the 88 World Series where we beat the Oakland A's, which is most remembered for Kurt Gibson running down the beef pass and doing this. One of the great home runs of all Major League history.
Yes, that was against my Mets. Thank you for that memory.
No, that was against the A's, actually. Oh, that's right. But he had already beaten your Mets.
Yeah, he did something very similar.
Who was a much better team on paper and folded. I know, because I was there, Pete.
all right, let's talk about Child is the Father of the Man. This week was a lot of fun getting to catch up with Josh and Valerie and James Whitmore Jr. Charles, when was the last time that you had seen Whitmore?
I think when he rode off in the sunset on the Real McCoy episode where, we go back to the Old West with Dylan and Kelly. I just never really had the kind of show that he would, be eligible for to do, the ones I was involved with. So we just never, everybody called. I remember he, for those who knew him well, I think they called him Jimmy, and that's what I ended up. Maybe it's Jimmy Whitmore, not Jimmy, James, like people, my friends mostly call me Chuck, unless we're in a formal situation where I am Charles Rosen.
That's right.
Yes, and when James called me this week, he was having some technical difficulties. He introduced himself as Jim, so I moved forward calling him Jim. So
that's exactly right.
Yes.
Charles, also this week, obviously. In D.C., a lot of things happening, and it was a tough decision for us whether or not to do the show. Well, it was for me. I didn't know what we should do, but you had some strong feelings.
I had a very strong point of view about going on, and it was really and the kind of the rap that I put together was when really the first time I had to really think about things like that was when I was teaching at UCLA, and it was a 3-hour class. So you take a break about an hour and a half in, and one of the women in the class was a little older than most of the other students, and she came in from the break sobbing hysterically because her son's best friend had just died of an overdose of heroin. Just found that out. And there we are, and I got 20 students there. Like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? And it was the notion of what I said to us that, that showbiz and the shows and all these things, they're diversions for people who watch them. They're a nice place to go. It's why people like to come see our shows, to relive what they liked about it, to learn new stuff, whatever. That's what the shows are, to provoke, to entertain, to this, and not really anything more designed to be anything more than that. And I wanted to remind that to people that this is what the show goes on. It had gone on when we had all sorts of problems. And I think I was wearing my shirt, my logo shirt. Larry Mullen has the same one because he worked on the show with me, wrote some of the episodes for something called Leap Years. And, we were filming on 9/11. And we were in Canada doing that day. And so, the show goes on. And our show goes on. And we, it was one thing for the show itself that when we were making to go on. But right now, people, and we know this, and it's one of the things why I keep coming back, is because the fans who are engaged with us here at the Beverly Hills 90210 show really dig it. So, they're interested in it. And hopefully they'll be interested in the book I'm going to hopefully get finished in 2021, get it out there this summer. So nice. We'll see. I'm working on that. And also today, I guess it's a little bit of news, taking a much more active and aggressive role in our Restore the Music. Don't have that much to talk about today, but this hopefully the 9-0 news will be a forum for me to be able to give updates and have other people talk about the music situation. And
we got to get that fixed, man. One of my first thoughts when we started talking about this, doing this podcast, was maybe this would be the way that we can actually restore the music. So, and I know that
maybe the whole country's turning that way when you think about it, because, it used to be, well, if you got to do it, it's a business decision. We got to do it for a business decision. Everything's a business decision. No, at some point, what is the responsibility of these corporations? Whether it's a cigarette company telling you that their product causes cancer, whether it's an oil company who's telling you that, we knew it was going to cause pollution, but we didn't, or global warming, but we couldn't tell you that. Or Yeah, we wanted to make as much money, so we didn't really care about anybody's artistic involvement in this, and we don't really care if anybody ever sees that. Well, clearly some fans care, and certainly yeah. the person who made the show, while I'm still breathing in here, I care.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, we do. That'll be a big yeah. thing, and I've talked a lot, as I usually do, and so you can release me anytime you guys want to.
Thank you, man, for being here. It's great to see you.
Likewise.
And we will see you Wednesday.
Stay safe.
And also, Charles and I are recording a very cool interview today with Sandy Grushow from Fox, so the former Fox executive.
Oh, that's going to be really great.
That's going to be on tape.
Be behind the screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
So we'll be on that. We'll be doing that a little bit later today.
So all right,
Charles, good catching up, man, and seeing you.
Take care, buddy. Bye, Charles.
All right.
Bye, Melanie.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, I appreciated Charles's The Show Must Go On attitude, and I think the fans did too. You know, a lot of the comments in the show on Wednesday mirrored his sentiment. They appreciated being able to have a distraction and something to look forward to, you know, to get our minds off of everything that's going on in our country this week. So absolutely. I think it was a very smart decision to still have the show, and, you know, thanks to everybody that tuned in this week.
I just want to let you know, too, I just talked to Carol Potter in the midst of everything that was happening, and but she is going to come on 90 News next Friday
to
talk more in depth about that. But again, we read her statement at the top of the show. So let's bring on our buddy Larry Mullen. There he is. Larry Donald.
Hello, guys. Yes, Larry. I totally agree. The show must go on. You know, we are show people, and that's what we do. And I applaud Chuck and Pete and Melanie's decision on that. And it was all good. It was a good show. But
you got to watch the episode, Child is the Father of the Man, because you did a little research on it, and I'm sure you had heard about that episode when you worked on the show. What did you think of your viewing experience of those two episodes?
I was really impressed, you know, especially with the Child of the Father of Man. Just, you know, it was a kind of a risky gambit to do the double thing there, and I just thought it gave Luke a chance to have like a tour de force. And, you know, Whitmore is such a wonderful director in so many ways that it really kind of pulled it out of Luke. And no, I just thought that went great. And I had actually seen the end of Dead End, obviously, many times, you know, and I had seen parts of Child of the Father Man, but I'd never really experienced the whole thing. And I really enjoyed it. And Josh's performance and Valerie's performance. And yeah, it was real good. But I mean, you had a full house there, so I didn't want to have to just be a talking head and just parroting everybody. But I loved it.
I want to ask
you, Karen and Chuck did a great job in that script, I want to say.
Amazing.
When you took the helm in season six, and
four. Oh, six. Yes. Yeah. Six.
After,
and seven, yeah.
after Charles left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever talk about playing with that that storyline of Jack McKay, or did you guys just
we did. I mean, we brought back the whole murder of Jack McKay. I mean, that's what drives Dylan, you know, all the way through after he loses his money. Then he goes back to get his and gets his money back. He goes back to find, you know, the killer of his father, and that leads us to the whole Tony Marchette and the Antonia Marchette and the brilliant ending we had to that.
I meant, did you ever think about, you know, tying up the thing that Charles had mentioned on the show, is that he always intended to kind of go back to it at some point. Did you think about going back to Jack McKay being alive? Was that something you guys played?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. That just made no sense. I mean, no, that was it. Some people you can't bring back. That just becomes too soapy at that point.
That's what Luke said. Yeah, so that's interesting. Well, they did do it in season 9. So
I don't know. I don't know that season. So,
I know.
Experience it in a pay-per-view sometime.
Listen, speaking of pay-per-view, and it's not going to be for pay, but you are working on this incredible event for January 27th, Planet 90210. Get your free tickets now.
We are doing a commemorative t-shirt for sale that day to commemorate the broadcast. And I just want to say it's a lot of international excitement about this because we have so many great fans there and we want to hear their stories, why they are so obsessed with the show. I mean, so many years later, it's a foreign culture. Some of them have to listen to it in other languages with subtitles. And I heard a story yesterday from Argentina that the gentleman there learned English so he could understand the show with the original voices. It meant so much to him. And that's how we learned English as a second language. And he'll be on the show. Already we have confirmed countries who are going to be part of our show UK, Ireland, Canada, Italy, Israel, Argentina, Germany, Amsterdam, Australia, France. Now, we have some fans we know in Greece. We have fans in Brazil, and we have that Yuka in Japan, but we need to get their email addresses so we can get them the details so they can be part of the show and interacting with us. And the great thing is we're just doing the show earlier for us, so it's really prime time for most of the world, though some people, you know, like, for example, Japan would get it 3 p.m, and Australia would get it 7 a.m. But everyone there, you know, I've spoken to, and they're all really with it. And Argentina gets it at 5, I think, 8 p.m. They get it prime time. But, yeah, so I've been working it out, and everyone else is excited about it, too. I mean, Pete is, Chuck is, Tony is. I mean, it's a chance for us to really see what people are saying around the world. And it's just, it's amazing the reach of the show. And I just, it's a good celebration for us.
I'm really excited, man. I think it's going to be a blast. All right, I think that that covers all.
That's it. There's nothing more to say. A new digital copy of my book Cayuga is now available on Amazon. If you haven't read it, it's less than a price of a latte. You can download it and learn a little bit about my crazy world. That's about it, kids. But have fun.
You know, before you leave, Larry, you have your catchphrase, but also before you leave,
I'm gonna do my catchphrase.
Okay, we revealed this on the show shop this week, Beverly Hills 90210 show shop, and I posted it. And soon after that, I posted it. Kathleen reached out to me and said, "I want one."
I want that. I already, the minute you told me that it was in the store, I ordered. I'm getting a sweatshirt navy blue.
I got
I can't wait. I need a new one for my Roy Randolph one. These are really great quality shirts, I have to tell you. I'm very impressed with the work here. So we've got a sex rock and really decent literature.
So good.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Good for all Valentine's Day. Perfect Valentine's gift.
For me.
Yeah, it is. It's all for you. Yeah. You got the long tee or the zip up. I got the zip up.
See how that plays out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, this is always a pleasure to hop in and rove and report. But all I got to say is it's all the news that's fit and lit.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
All right. So there we have that.
Yes, we do. Boy, 90210 is such a global phenomenon. I just can't wait for this Planet 90210 show. It's a long time coming, 30 years in the making, you know?
Yes. Hey, Melanie, we have a Patreon.
We do? Yes, we do. Yes,
we run this promo every week. Here's all the stuff you're missing on Patreon.
Hey, do you want to join the Beverly Hills Beach Club? Well, now you can. Well, sort of. The Beverly Hills 90210 show has a Patreon with exclusive bonus
this
interviews.
This is the reason I came out here, and here I am, like, playing your boyfriend.
I heard on the radio that the night before there was some paparazzi, and she tried to hit him with her car. I said, well, if there's anything that I do that makes you want to get your keys, rev it up, put it in gear, and head in my direction, let me know. And she said, what?
Q&A.
Kathleen, is she really going to be there? She's going to no-show.
I've seen Brian recently, Gabby, Jane.
I can't believe that was 30
years. Do you ever get flashbacks when you walk past Hermosa Beach? You're just like, oh my God, this is where they did that. Do you ever get those?
No.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm not supposed to say that.
And some directors weren't invited back for that very reason.
How many takes does that take?
I mean, that was one of the things where, like, when we weren't filming, I was practicing it.
This is the Mommy Dearest House, by the way.
So head over to patreon.com/Beverly Hills 90210 show to join in on the fun. All the cool kids are doing it.
So that's everything that's happening on Patreon. I mean, it's just been super exciting to get to do these things. You know, I mean, super exciting also is the watch-alongs.
I love the watch-alongs. They're one of my favorite things. I mean, who would have guessed, you know, years ago that I'd be able to be, you know, watching these episodes with the writers and producers. It's so fun. And we forgot to mention with Charles how much fun he had in our After Dark After Party Zoom this week with our fans. He's been enjoying them, and it's been a great opportunity to connect with all of our fans after the show. So that said, we have a fan with us today.
Okay, we're doing that. I wanted to say Also, speaking of the Patreon, we had the chat with Molly Campbell this week as well. They asked me anything with Molly. That was a lot of fun, too.
Yes. Ooh, everybody loved that. They had such good questions for her. And Molly's just such a sweetheart. That was fun, too.
So we're going to be try to do more of those, too. Ask me anythings with crew and staff and all that stuff. And actors, too, at some point, too. Yeah, so it should be fun.
Yay.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Good. What do you got for Michelle, Melanie?
Well, Michelle was one of the contest winners for the 12 days of Christmas for the Beverly Hills 90210 show. So congratulations. You want to pop onto the news here. And actually, you were with us this week for the After Dark with Charles. So, tell us a little bit about how much you've been enjoying that and, the questions you asked and anything all about that.
Fun stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I've been enjoying that. I got to ask Charles about, actually, because I'm a big Dylan and Brenda fan, so I asked him about his original plan to put them back together and why he decided not to. And, you know, he wrote about how you need more story. He wanted to send Brenda to Minnesota. So, I'm glad I got that answer now because I always did want them to get back together. So, but it's very insightful. I love the, being able to ask them questions, and I love the watch-alongs, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of fun. And it was cool. He answered a lot of questions that he doesn't necessarily answer on the air. You know what I mean? And he's a little bit, that's what I love about the Patreon is we always say in Patreon, whatever happens in Patreon stays in Patreon. Yes. So if you want to be a part of that, sign up today and get on it because there's just so much fun stuff happening on there. And he offered some really good insight into, why Brenda and Dylan didn't get back together and all of that stuff. So patreon.com/Beverly Hills 90210 show. Okay. You have anything else for Michelle, Melanie, or do we move on?
Anything else you want to share, Michelle, just in general about the show? How long have you been watching the podcast for now?
I discovered the podcast, in May, I think, something like that. Nice. I had just found it online. I started watching it, and I thought, oh, wow, this is so great. I get to learn all these new things about 90210 because I've loved the show since I was, 9 years old. So yeah. It's kind of like I'm reliving it. So I really look forward to it every Wednesday. So.
Do you have a favorite episode of 90210, not of our podcast?
Yeah. Oh, God. Probably Isn't It Romantic? Because nice. That's when Dylan and Brenda got together. I love that episode. So yeah, that would probably be my favorite.
Good stuff. All right, yay. Michelle, thank you for stopping by. I am sure we will see
you
again.
Thank you for having me.
On Patreon. Yeah. All right.
Yes. Bye, Michelle. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was awesome. Let's see.
I love the fans.
Me too. Okay. Hi. My friend interviewed me about 90210. My friend Chris Rockwell, he has a YouTube show called Planet Rockwell, and I've known him for 20 years, and he interviewed me. Here's a snippet of that. I'm going to figure out how you just go look up Planet Rockwell on YouTube. We had a lot of fun goofing around, but we talked about this, which everybody seems to want to talk to me about these days.
You have some sort of obsession with Claire from 90210, don't you?
I don't have many TV crushes. I just have Claire. And yes, it is true. I got to meet Kathleen. That's her real name, not Claire.
And it's so cool that you are able to get her on a few episodes of your show. Yes.
She did not want to talk about this Beverly Hills 90210. She's very busy in quarantine, but she's turned out to be one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. And my nephew, Ryan, recorded a really cute video asking her to come on. And that's what ultimately her son saw it. And that's ultimately what made her come on the show.
I don't think that's your only TV crush, though. Since I have known you forever, you've also had a crush on Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years. Winnie Cooper or Beverly Hills 90210 Claire?
If you ever have to compare this versus Claire, Claire wins in all circumstances. There's no Claire loss. So in terms of Winnie Cooper, when I was a child, yes, I thought, oh my God, I love Winnie Cooper. But Claire totally blows away the Winnie Cooper crush. It's not even comparable.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay.
We had some fun there talking to him. So I don't know how to, it's in my Instagram bio, link in bio, right?
Yep. Link in bio. You got it.
Yeah. So, and then you can find him if you go to YouTube and just, I guess, type in Planet Rockwell. There's only one of them. So in my interview's there, it's fun. We talk a lot about it, but yes.
The Wonder Years was a really good show, and Danica McKellar, you know, she's
okay. Great too. But yeah, and I don't deny that. But like, I mean, I was a kid, so it wasn't like you have to understand the thing with Claire was like as I was growing up in high school and college and all that, like we were in, it was the same in my wheelhouse. So I only picked, I only feel I have one TV crush in Claire. So, I mean, you know, this is getting a little out of hand now.
moving on.
I want to say this too. I'm so sorry to cut you off. I know you have a schedule and whatnot, but I want to go back to what we talked about at the top of the show with Shannon. I don't think there's enough just like praise of her work and praise of who she is as a person today. I think that's always sort of the thing that's left out in the conversation about something that happened, you know, all those years ago. And I just wish more people were saying just how fucking good she is.
Yep. Because,
you know, the reality of it is this, like we would not be talking about this show if Brenda had been somebody else. Exactly. We're talking about this because Shannon Daugherty has this integrity, this artistic integrity, and she brought so much to that role. And so this week when we talked to James Whitmore Jr., I really want people to understand that more so in a week where, you know, Carol gets misquoted or, you know, it comes across as, you know, not how she actually meant it or whatever. And she clarified that with the statement earlier on. I just really wanted people to, or I just wanted everyone to know that Shannon is good. And this is what James Whitmore Jr. said about her.
Shannon was is a wonderful actress. She was born to be an actress. I mean, she was an actress when she was 5 years old. She understood the craft of acting wonderfully. A lot of times Shannon's personal stuff got in the way of relationships with her when you work with her, but she was a wonderful and remains a wonderful actress. I don't know. I guess I heard she was sick or something now.
Yeah, she's very sick.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, look, you got to watch this work. I mean, the work is so rich and so strong and so simple and honest. I mean, you can't, it's extraordinary. And all these kids together. I mean, there was no artifice. Jenny and Shannon and Luke and even Jay, there was a kind of a wonderful simplicity about what they did. It was like perfect alchemy. When you guys threw all these stuff together in a pot, it mixed.
So that was that. And I just want to say, Shannon, if you're watching this, I don't know, but I can't express to you enough how much I want you to come on the show and talk to me about what you did in that role. This is a show about gratitude and light and authenticity. So you bring all those things to the table. And if anyone's listening to this or talks to her, please tell her to come on here and talk to us. I just feel the show would be incomplete without talking to her. And Tiffany, what's up? While we're on that topic, Tiffany.
Right?
You're another one drinking your tea.
Yeah, Tea with Tiffany. And, you know, she actually shouted out 90210 on this week's episode of Deliciousness. She said something like, you know, I was on the original 90210, the best 90210. So she was throwing a little bit of shade, you know, towards maybe the reboot or, you know, the new 90210. But, you know, she credited that she was on the best Beverly Hills 90210. And we'd love for her to come on and talk about it. Let's have some tea, Tiffany.
Yeah, please. I mean, your work is incredible, too. So just would love to talk about that. Wow, that was a pretty strong statement for her to say that. I wonder what she's referring to.
Yeah, it was pretty general. I couldn't find a clip of it. And it looked weird when I recorded it on my TV. But I think just in general, you know, I don't know if she was referring to the reboot or, you know, to one of the spinoffs. I'm not sure which one. But she did clearly reference that her 90210 was the best 90210. I can't argue with her on that.
All right. Let's see. And then there's this. I mean, I'm just going through these. Is this okay how I'm doing?
Yeah. Go through the pictures. That's perfect. Social media pictures, our social sweep. Yeah. So we have a Shannon picture and she captioned this on Instagram mood. Mm-hmm. So not only is it a really cute picture, but, you know, I was wondering if that mood had something to do with her being in the news this week. Maybe not. Mm. But I mean, we love to see her cute picture. She had shared that throwback Little House on the Prairie photo a few weeks ago. We love Shannon.
I've made that point clear.
Yes. I think you covered that. And so as we mentioned last week, it was Gabrielle's birthday. So Jenny Garth posted this adorable photo of the two of them on her Instagram. Love those two together. Very nice photo.
Hey, you got to listen to the 90210 OMG episode with Gabrielle. I thought that was really good stuff. And I loved the interview with Carol Potter this week. So make sure you guys always check out them too. Yeah. And then, as I always say here on 90 News and on all of our shows, like, there is so much time to talk about Beverly Hills 90210. So go listen to all of the podcasts.
Yes. And, you know, speaking of Jenny, she is going to be on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. The first episode of that, I think, started the other day. I'm not sure what day she's on, but, you know, record Wheel of Fortune. You can see Jenny Garth on the Celebrity Edition.
Okay. So that's cool, yes. Jenny. I'm looking forward to that. And then Ian posted this.
You know, I feel like Darren Martin maybe sent him that picture because he 90210 bro was tagged in it. So I thought that was a cute little nod to, you know, the Aida Ferrari. And his caption on that was OU812. So that was kind of cute. Yeah. Check out his Instagram for the full caption on that. Very cute. Funny.
Yes.
Very clever. And then we should have a clip of Jason and Private Eyes, which is back again on Global TV. I believe it premiered last night.
Okay, here's that.
They say there's no evidence to the crime, but I know what I saw through that window.
Which was what?
A murder. Now there's a plot twist I did not see coming.
We have to find out if what you saw was actually a murder.
Exactly. How do we do that? Let's see where this leads.
We now have no ID for our victim.
No attacker either.
We can't find one.
So we have a series of dead ends.
Look, that's blood.
So that's been on my list of shows to watch for a while. I still haven't watched it, but it is on my list and I can't wait.
Yeah. Speaking of Jason, I was going through some of Jill Henkel's photos this weekend. This one came to us. This is him and Christina Lise, Emily Valentine in the Euphoria episode getting some makeup done. And I shared that with both of them this week and they just absolutely, they absolutely both loved it. So
what a great behind the scenes photo. Love that.
Cool stuff, yeah. I mean, I keep going through all these books and there's just so many really great moments and whatnot. So I'll keep sharing them here on this show, the other show as we do it. I actually have somewhere, I didn't pull it for this week's episode, but I have the car and the parking lot of Child is the Father of the Man. So I have to, I'll have to pick that up too.
Very cool. And then, you know, speaking of 90210 cast on TV, as we've talked about, Brian Austin Green is on the panel for Masked Dancer and they have now unmasked another dancer. So we've got a clip to show that.
Okay, here's that.
Let's all see who's behind the mask. Audience, let's encourage Ice Cube to take it off. Take it off.
Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Take the Ice Cube head off. Take the Ice Cube head off.
Take it off.
Take it off. Take it off.
Wow, that was great. I mean, I love what Brian's doing. Great, great show there. Yeah.
Yes. And Bill Nye the Science Guy, such a random one. I used to watch Bill Nye the Science Guy and my kids like him too. So it was fun watching the show. We watch it as a family and love to see Brian on there. So good times.
Well, we got a couple more things to talk about, but before we do that, here's this.
Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place are back on their very own channel.
Sure you're ready for this?
Something we are going to remember for the rest of our lives.
Watch Beverly Hills 90210 on Pluto TV.
Make sure you always go and check out Pluto. Okay, Melanie, we were talking about Child is the Father of the Man. You actually visited the site where this incident happened a while back with Tracy. Just kidding. That's too much editing to do. You actually visited the site of Child is the Father. You actually visited the site of Child is the Father of the Man a while back. You were doing some location stuff. So I'm going to play that.
We're at the Delray Yacht Club in Marina Del Rey, California. And I'm standing next to the yellow pole where Dylan McKay was standing when Jack McKay's car bomb went off. Super sad day for Dylan McKay.
Yeah, it got a little cut off there. But yes, I was there. It was super cool. I love visiting the locations and, you know, matching up the background to the screen grabs from the show. Super fun. I also visited the Olivera Street Marketplace, which we talked about in the Wednesday episode. We couldn't get the clip for this, but I will post it on maybe my 90210 Hunts account or in the stories today. So
we need a 90 Instagram.
You know what we do? I was thinking that because I hashtag things with 90 News, but it might be nice to have a dedicated Instagram. Yeah. So we can make it happen.
Somebody already stole it from us. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I know those freaking Instagram pirates out there.
All right. So listen, I think we've covered everything here this week, right? Did we get to it all?
We did. We covered everything. It's super busy week for 90 News. And I'm sure next week will be another one. So be sure to tune in.
Don't forget, next week, Carol Potter is going to join us as of right now, scheduled to join us. And just kind of talk a little bit more about that. So that will be interesting. But again, referring to her statement and whatnot, I think was important today because I want to make sure that, you know, listen, Melanie, I'm fighting. I want these guys to all get back together and do a reboot. You know what I mean?
We all do. That is what we all want.
And I love all of these cast members because I got into this as a super fan and, you know, let's keep everybody happy here at the show, right? Let's just, let's do that. Okay. This has been great, Melanie. We will see you all next week.
We will. Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. And with that, 90210 out.